Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
But we go to Rome now for the moment, where Pope Leo XIV is completing his first full day as pontiff. Still there for us is our reporter, Barry Lenehan. So how is the new pope faring? What's he been doing in his first day, Barry?
Well, it's almost exactly 24 hours since white smoke billowed from above the roof of the Sistine Chapel. And this morning, that's where Pope Leo returned for his first full engagement as the new Holy Father. He said his first Mass as Pope in the Sistine Chapel in front of the 132 cardinals who this time yesterday selected him as the 267th Pope. In his sermon, he said he first began in English, telling them that I rely on each and every one of you to walk with me, perhaps after what has happened with them, or the reports with regards splits within the cardinals ahead of conclave. Speaking in Italian, he said that he would hope to bring light into the dark nights of this world, whilst he also hoped to tackle a lack of faith. Now, the new pope is also still being receiving congratulations from across the globe, including a private message from Britain's King Charles. Well, questions have also been raised about his potential future relationship with the American government. Of course, he is from Chicago, but has spent 20 years in Peru. But the Vatican has refused to confirm or verify whether the Twitter account of the new pope, which has carried criticisms of the American administration, is actually his. Now, Steve Bannon, of course, an ally of President Trump, he has described him as the anti-Trump pope. But another Republican ally of President Trump, this is Charlie Kirk, he has welcomed Robert Prevost becoming Pope Leo and claims he has roots in the Republican Party, although those claims have not been at all independently verified. Now, it is worth noting how Pope Leo, Robert Prevost Cardinal, last week did visit the apartment. It was reported by Corriere del Sera, the largest selling Italian newspaper, of Raymond Burke, who is a Trump supporter. That happened last week. So be interested to see how that plays out. One other note as well, as has been mentioned, the new pope has been criticised for his handling of investigations into clerical abuse in Peru and America, but his diocese in Peru has once again defended him, as have prominent Peruvian theologians in the airwaves today.
Yeah, just on the US element as well, we will get a US Republican view on American reaction to the new pope as well later in the programme. Any more details there in Rome, Barry, and the Vatican from the conclave?
When I was explaining with Claire Byrne this morning how the media was reporting here that Pietro Parolin had essentially withdrawn after the third count and passed on his 50 estimated votes, or advised his 50 estimated supporters to back Robert Prevost to become pontiff. The Italian media is still raising questions over why their man Parolin did not become the 267th pope, now blaming the Americans, saying that the American cardinals would not support him over a deal he had struck with China over the appointment of bishops there. But further leaks, if you will, coming from conclaves, saying that Pope Leo essentially drew votes from across all the different flanks within the cardinal electors, from both conservative and liberals, from middle grounds and from different nationalities. And that's what ultimately saw him over the line, whilst Pietro Parolin, reflecting, realised that if he did not step back, perhaps things were going to towards a stalemate or a fudge between three different candidates. But the cardinals are now leaving Rome this afternoon, so perhaps expect more details to emerge over the coming days.
And what's to happen over the coming days, Barry?
Well, Pope Leo will make his second public appearance on Sunday at 11 o'clock Irish time, where he'll lead a prayer service from the balcony of the Apostolic Palace in St. Peter's Square. And that's usually a opportunity for a pontiff to comment on world events or current events, so watch out for that. It's Pope Leo, he mentioned peace maybe a dozen times yesterday in his first opening remarks. Again, listen to him this morning. He's already been called the Pope for Peace over here in Rome. So watch out for what he might say. It's then on to his inauguration, which will take place on Sunday, the 18th of May, when he will receive the papal ring, as well as the pallium, which is a band of woven white wool, which he'll wear around his neck. He's also to visit the other papal basilicas here in Rome, including the Santa Maria Maggiore, where there are still this afternoon half-hour queues to see the remains of Pope Francis.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Barry Lenehan in Rome, and thanks for all the reporting throughout the week as well. We'll take a break.